a guilty pleasure from your teenage years that you still listen to. And I have a lot of guilty pleasures from my youth, but also I feel like I'm very much confident in my guilty pleasures to this day. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I think it's like exactly when you listen to songs and you turn down the volume, because like when you're sitting in the metro or something, you're like, I love this song so much, but nobody else can like hear what I'm listening to. And it's like maybe this kind of songs too, or like when you drive a car or something and you do it like super silently.
Yeah, for me it's also like, there's the dynamic of the group that plays a huge part in it. Like, I know some of my guilty pleasure songs are some songs that I would not play in a group, like in a group setting, like during a party or something. If I'm given the option, I'm not gonna play those songs, even though I know I can like sing the loudest I can with that one. But also, it's also sometimes the group thing, like this song is a guilty pleasure for this group of people only. Like, I know with my best friends, I'm gonna listen to those few songs by this specific artist, and like the music, the quality of the music is not great. The memories attached to them are incredible. So this also makes it a guilty pleasure song sometimes.
A song that made you sob, or which you listened to when you were terribly sad.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. So let's go
into the heartbreak.
Yes. Sorry, guys, but yeah. Part of teenage years.
Yes. The last song was Love for a Child by Jason Mraz, and I put it in the playlist because when I was thinking about sorrow and sadness in my youth, I kept going back to the fact that I'm a child of divorce, divorced parents, yay! and it's a song that I would mostly just listen in the car when my mom was driving us around. And the whole album, she would listen up and down, and we would listen to it with her. And thinking back, I can see why my mom loved the song and how I loved the song from a very different perspective. So yeah, heavy emotions, sadness, sorrow, all those.
A song you were ashamed of liking when you were 13 to 16. we're in the last category now, which is love. So the prompt was a song from an artist or a band you still listen to today.